Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Beware of the Ides of March, meaning March 15, the day that Julius Caesar was assassinated. Three events today could soon impact your finances. The first is elections being held in the Netherlands, which are already underway. Second, the Federal Open Market Committee concludes their latest regularly scheduled meeting and will announce their posture on the federal funds interest rate at 2 p.m. Third, the suspension of the federal government debt ceiling expires today. The federal government's debt has soared since the debt ceiling was suspended 17 months ago. It is now about 10% over the old limit. Either Congress or the President must act quickly in a fiscally irresponsible manner to avoid a federal government shutdown. So, what do each of these mean to you? In the Dutch elections, and in the French elections coming up in 8 days from now, there is a strong nationalist surge such as supported the election of Donald Trump to the American presidency. The newly elected Dutch or French governments may seek to leave the European Union and stop using the euro as its circulating money. Just the discussion of this possibility, even if nothing eventually happens, could further hurt the stability of the euro, the world's second most widely traded monetary unit. Financial markets anticipate a virtual certainty that the Fed will raise the federal funds interest rate today. Should this occur, that will reduce the profitability of American businesses. Further, every 0.25% increase in the interest rate that the federal government pays on its debt increases the budget deficit by $50 billion a year. These developments would be horrible for the U.S. economy and the dollar. I fully expect that Congress or President Trump will find a way to increase the federal debt ceiling. After all, this has previously happened about 100 times in the past century. No politician would dare to be fiscally responsible and actually reduce the government's burden on taxpayers. So, once more, raising the federal debt ceiling will hurt the value of the U.S. dollar sooner rather than later. What are you doing as your paper wealth is assassinated today? That's it for now. Come back tomorrow for some good news here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.